This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother.
Mainstream media.
Big Brother's not
government. Government cover-ups. You want answers?
Or so we're told.
Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into the third hour. We have a guest joining us to break down the police state. Bilderberg coming up here in just a few weeks. Rob Dew and others will be in Austria covering it. But you see the conniption fit, the hysterical running around in circles screaming that if government and corporations don't spy on everything we do and what we eat and what books we read and record every one of our phone calls, that vicious, horrible Al-Qaeda people will crawl out from underneath the table and bite us on the feet. And I'm not making a joke about the threat of Islamic terrorism. The point is, the West is openly funding the whole thing. Now that's been admitted. And so you wonder, how can they have Marco Rubio and John McCain and Obama get up on television and say there is no domestic spying, it's a conspiracy theory? How can you have that when it's known it's going on? When back when they thought we were all afraid, in the New York Times in 2002, 3, 4, 5, they admitted the whole thing. Petraeus just 3 years ago admitted it all. Clapper gets up and goes, we do not collect any data, period, inside the U.S. They went, excuse us? Because the lie was just so over the top. How do they do it? Well, this piece aired on Friday's Nightly News. This is not scripted. These are not actors. My son, Rex Jones, went out. Talked about 20-something people. This is just part one. We're going to show all the people. And he went out, and every one of them didn't know what the TPP was. But some would say, you're a conspiracy theorist, because that's what they've heard. If someone warns you about government corruption, it must just be a delusional theory. And you look in the eyes of these people. These are trendies down at the University of Texas. They don't know how to find their butt with both hands. I mean, they don't know what country they're in, what planet they're on. Here's the clip.
What do you think the TPP is?
TTP?
Now, what is TTP?
The DPP?
The what?
TPP. I have no idea.
Nope. I have no idea what that is.
I ain't got a clue.
I have no idea.
Do any of y'all know what the heck the TPP is?
TPP?
Any of y'all?
No. No.
Nobody knows what this is.
I have no idea. Toilet paper products.
This Texas Petroleum people?
A terrorist group? I don't know.
And my name is a WWE Thunderstruck Roller Coaster. God bless you.
Words of wisdom.
I would honestly have no idea. Well, it gives information. And entertaining. Well, I don't know exactly the words in English.
And that's what we call guessing.
Probably some Congress thing about homeless men.
Tyrannical people in power.
Actually pretty close. Actually pretty darn close.
Toilet paper.
The TPP, or the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Trans what?
Pacific Partnership is a alliance of corporate global businesses that will then be able to, in any of the three segments, Asian, Pacific, European, or American, will be able to bypass any or all of the laws and rules in that place and be able to do away with currency and due process. What do you think about that?
Reminds me of what China does with their free market zones.
I would definitely have to hear a lot more information, because this sounds a lot like a bit of conspiracy theory to me.
I think it sounds a little bit far-fetched.
I'm being totally honest, I just don't care right now. Is that bad? Like, I was just so unprepared for this.
I think that's awesome, dude. Awesome. Yeah, I think it's awesome.
Why?
I mean, because we need people like that, I guess. Yeah.
I literally have no clue. I haven't watched news in a while, man.
Okay, well, there you have it. He hasn't watched news. None of us have. We just vote for Obama. and pray that he doesn't smite us with his mighty hand of vengeance.
My first question for you is, which party do you support?
Third party, Libertarian.
All right, the full report's on InfoWars.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Alex Jones here with an InfoWarsLife.com consumer alert report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 nascent iodine and experienced it for themselves. The bad news is for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine are running low. But what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com. And that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and long-time supply of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Anthony Cumia is our guest in this hour. I've been on his show 5 or 6 times. Very interesting. Big response when I go on. It's on, of course, XM Sirius, big popular podcast. He has a whole bunch of different shows. AnthonyCumia.com, C-U-M-I-A, from the Opie and Anthony show. And I wanted to get him on a whole host of issues a few weeks ago, but obviously, as now that we've got him, other things have been breaking. But one of the things I wanted to bring up with him is actually in a list of stuff he sent me. And that's the lay of the land in the media and where things are today and what the media is going to look like in the future. One thing's for sure, there's a lot of new media. A lot of it is exploding. A lot of it is growing. Some of the old stars of the new media aren't as big as they were. Some are bigger. But what we know is dinosaur broadcast TV, cable TV, newspapers are in trouble. And it's not just because of the format or even the, quote, competition. It's that they won't even compete. You turn into CNBC or MSNBC, and they got big expensive sets and big budgets, but it's all these political hacks from both parties that have given themselves shows. Not because they were talented in the media or good journalists, but because they were somebody's chief of staff. So maybe they can go home and tell mom, hey, look, I'm on TV, but everybody can be on TV today. So it really does come down to what is the most informative, what is the most interesting, who's been the most accurate in the past. I'll tell you, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, all of our media systems grow on average at about 30-40% a year. That's an exponential growth curve. But then Alexa.com, a Amazon company, and World Net Daily wrote about this 7 months ago when it started, just delisted every libertarian or conservative site out there and just cut our ratings by 80%, even though Google Analytics and all of our systems, we showed these side by side, show us going up. They just lowered us, and then every socialist fake liberal thing was skyrocketed on the same day. The same day, October 1st, 2014. So they're going to play games. It's come out that Nielsen has been caught cooking the ratings for MSNBC and CNN. It won't matter. Your sponsors won't get a response. Let me explain something to our enemies. Some of you live in your own world. Our advertisers don't buy advertising off of Arbitron, even though we're on stations that are, you know, our Arbitron folks. We're on commercial stations as well. I'm kind of have a leg in both worlds. And they don't buy it from Nielsen's or other ad agencies. We have some ad agency buys, but that's just because they know about results. Results is what gets people to advertise. Results. There's a reason you're all going bankrupt and are profit loss divisions. It's because you're like a dead animal. People want to just get you in the ditch. They don't want you in the living room. They want to bury you and forget you. Flush you down the toilet like a rotting goldfish. So keep it up. Keep lying. Keep cheating. Keep doing it. That's my view on it. We're going to get his take on that. Bilderberg, the current state of police in the community, I want to get his take on it. I want to talk about what my view is on it and a lot more. So Anthony, the Opie and Anthony Show, AnthonyCumia.com, thank you for coming on the broadcast today. I've thrown a lot of stuff out there. You're welcome, though, to just wild card any other subject you want to bring up. The NSA, Rand Paul, whatever you want to cover.
I love it. I think first and foremost, you should know I am not with the Opie and Anthony Show anymore.
Well, I knew you had your own big show. I can't keep track of all this stuff.
I was summarily dismissed for some tweets that I made back in last July.
Well, I apologize. It just shows I don't pay attention to a lot of entertainment stuff. But I like your show because you do cover some serious stuff. In fact, I've been on your show then.
Yes, that's
And I've been on theirs too, yeah.
We're on this show. And I got to say, you know, talking about the media and the state of the media today, the fact that years ago, I've been in broadcasting for a while, and when people brought up Alex Jones, you'd get that, oh, that guy, oh, he talks about this and conspiracies and this. And I think the proof is in the pudding, as they say. You're a lot of what you talk about over the years has absolutely come to fruition. And that is the results that I think make people go, oh, so the mainstream media is full of crap. I do have to go to some of these what people would consider fringe broadcasters to actually get the truth and to see people going over to alternative type media and news shows is a glimmer of hope, I think, that we can look at. Because when I watch MSNBC and even Fox, who I have a lot of friends over there at Fox, and I do some of the shows over there every so often, but to watch that and see what they're shoveling to the public, it's disgraceful. But this the technology these days allowing a lot of people that in the past wouldn't have that opportunity to do a news broadcast and put the truth out to people, and you've been doing it for years very well, I must say, is that light at the end of the tunnel, I think, that we're getting, that maybe people, when they're informed and getting facts and actually able to make up their own minds about what they're hearing, not based on the truckload of manure that the mainstream media gives us, there might be hope for the future.
And I apologize for getting all the shows confused. I know you've been doing a whole bunch of shows for years. In fact, you were syndicated on terrestrial radio, one of the most popular morning shows for a long time, even giving Howard Stern a run for his money. But then you ran into the FCC and got shut down just like he did. What do you think of the FCC and its secret plan and power grabbing the Internet now?
Well, yeah, I think they've left broadcasting in their wake now. They were the police of broadcasting for quite a while. We had run-ins with them. A lot of personality radio hosts had run-ins with the FCC. That was the big fear we had. Oh, my God, are we going to get a complaint? Did we say anything against FCC regulations? Well, that's gone. The people that real broadcasters in what they call real radio are afraid of now is the public, is the Twitters and Facebooks and Instagrams and things that people will post that say, oh, my God, you've offended people. You've said something bad. The FCC is a joke now. No one breaks the FCC rules. They don't even file complaints anymore for obscene language and such. They've gone on to bigger and better things. Yes, the Internet. We talked about net neutrality and how, don't worry, this is just to keep everything fair. Whenever a government agency jumps in to keep something fair, you know you are getting screwed. And if you think for a second, as with broadcasting, initially the FCC was brought in to maintain frequencies and power of the stations, is the transmitter within legal parameters? And then all of a sudden they start going, well, maybe we should start looking at content and yeah, what should or shouldn't go over our airwaves. If people don't think that that's what they'll do with the Internet, they're insane, blind, and do not see what their whole program has been in the past.
Well, what about Chris Pratt, the actor, had to come out and apologize because feminist groups complained that the new Jurassic Park movie had traditional gender roles and showed a man as a hero. I mean, I'm sure you've noticed every new movie, the men are bad, the women are the heroes. And look, I don't care if you put women in hero roles, Sigourney Weaver, whatever. Everybody knows that women and men want to go watch men as action heroes. It's always been that way. So it's this attempt to just muscle in and take over reality. That doesn't sound liberal to me. It sounds totalitarian. And then he rolled over and prostrated himself, apologizing that he showed a man in a good role. I mean, what planet are we on here?
The apology is going to be to the 2000s, 2000. Teens is going to be what the hula hoop and pet rock were to the 70s and whatnot. I hope someday we look back and think how ridiculous all of these apologies were when they were happening. Yes, I've seen preemptive apologies where someone thinking someone might be offended in the future has apologized preemptively. Yeah, I think you're right. When a man and a woman on a traditional date go to see a film, and I think this is the majority of people, they want to see traditional values and traditional storylines in movies. And a small minority is always the squeaky wheel that makes people think this is what everyone wants. And that's crap. It's if we want, sure, like you brought up Sigourney Weaver, that was Alien, and that was in the late 70s. And she was a hero, and it was fantastic. What a great movie. But it doesn't mean that now any time a male is in that dominant role in a movie, that it's somehow anti-feminism or misogynistic. We're listening these days because of social media and that everyone has a voice now. We are listening to the small minority make these decisions and speaking for the majority of people, sure, and getting it completely wrong.
Yeah, so the tail wagging the dog, Anthony Cumia, his own show, anthonycumia.com. Tell us about your own broadcast/radio that you're doing right now, because I know I've heard on the radio. Tell us about that, and then tell us what you want to cover when we come back.
It's fantastic. I've never had the freedom. I've been in broadcasting for about 20 years. And never had the freedom that I have now on anthonycumia.com to cover controversial topics in real language with real guests that speak openly and without this fear of repercussions that we all have now. We've talked about freedom of speech the First Amendment's the most important thing. And I'm not even talking about government agencies taking away our freedom of speech. We have the people. It's the guy next door, the person.
Let's talk about that when we come back, because that's one of the topics. That's one of the first topics I wanted to raise with you, because I don't hate Muslims. I'm not some bigot. I get most Muslims aren't radical, but there is a big segment that basically are like Stone Age you know, crazy barbarians, I mean, you know, mutilating women, murdering Christians, and then we're not supposed to be able to draw pictures of Muhammad, or they're going to come kill us. And now the left says we have to ban free speech to accommodate these outsiders. That's the inverse of free speech. So I want to talk about irreverence being at the heart of a free society straight ahead.
So Mark and I were talking about these looters, you know, in Baltimore and in Ferguson. It seems like every time there's some kind of an upset, the looters come out. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm a small business guy. Mark's a small business guy. And we go to guns80.com and we get our AR-15 kits and we get our 30-shot magazines and we're ready for the looters, if you get my drift. Hello. Don't wait for the powers that be. Go to guns80.com. Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want. Bookmark the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line number today. 1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
Alex Jones here with InfoWarsLife.com Consumer Alert Report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 nascent iodine and experienced it for themselves. The bad news is for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine are running low. But what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com. And that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and long-time supply of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Anthony Cumia is our guest, pioneer in talk radio, alternative talk radio, shock talk, I guess you could call it. But I've been on multiple shows that he hosts, and he's a pretty smart guy. I mean, I enjoy listening to him when I'm on his show or the few times I've heard it on Sirius XM. because, again, I'm so busy, I don't have time to tune into a lot of entertainment media. I've really tried to direct my crew to do that more, because that's where the real battle for hearts and minds is happening. That's why you turn on the TV and Obama's on almost every show now, or his wife, or Republicans. But that's because their propaganda isn't as effective as it once was. So I believe they're going to use violence that people respond to speech with as an excuse to say, you better not say that, or somebody might get violent. And that's how they've banned a lot of free speech in Europe. Now, I don't support, I don't like anti-Muslim rallies in Europe, you know, saying kick all the Muslims out. But they shouldn't be banned in France and Germany as they've been. And it's the same thing. I don't like people coming to my country telling me I don't have free speech. Look at Saudi Arabia. You go there and you say a cuss word, or you give somebody a Playboy, or on the other side, give somebody a Bible, you're going to get life in prison, maybe executed. There's never any criticism of that by the left. Anthony, that's another point. The so-called left, and I'm not left-wing or right-wing, but the left seems to be so authoritarian now with all their free speech garbage, and they never complain about China is banning women showing cleavage. So they're going the Saudi Arabian route. But then meanwhile, in America, a man having any success is somehow inherently something evil. It really just seems like it's an anti-man thing, not about empowering women. And then why would the political system want to develop something like that?
Yeah, I'll just add that to the ever-increasing hypocrisies that we see from the left, the progressive left, which is such a joke now to even call them progressive. They are more totalitarian than anything right now. They have really eliminated freedom of speech through fear. We don't worry about an agency coming by and really taking our freedom of speech. That's easy to go and make public and make it look like, hey, they are infringing on our freedom of speech. But when we're doing it just as people, saying, you can't say that because it's offensive, it's racist, it's homophobic, it's misogynistic, that's when people get petrified of that scarlet letter. Which one is it going to be that's slapped on me? Did I say something bad about transgender people? Did I talk about Muslims? Did I say something about blacks in Ferguson or Baltimore? Oh, my God, look out. That's the fear everyone has, and it's an absolute infringement on your First Amendment right, when the fear of ruining your reputation, losing your job, your family's maybe in danger because of it, it's happened. And that's what we're looking at. It's the new infringement on our freedom of speech is this and a bunch of little rats running around called the American public. We're doing the job that Orwell thought that the government would be doing, when in sense we're all just ratting on ourselves now.
Sure, it's like you see these articles every day where the 9-year-old played in the park across the street, so the child's been taken. A neighbor called. What's the law that your kid can't play in a park? Well, they just call it endangerment. You know, what you're doing, I think, is the answer. No matter what somebody's political views are, if more of us that are outspoken, who support free speech, start our own podcast, our own radio shows, then that's the answer to all the control freaks, is to battle them with true Americana culture. Tell folks about the system you've launched.
This is great. It's anthonycumia.com. It's, you know, unlike what we're seeing here on Skype, it's HD video. I mean, we have a lot of guests on the show that not necessarily don't necessarily agree with. You know, I had a gun control advocate on the show, and we went off talking about guns and crime and whatnot. But in open and honest forum, something that is very rare these days. And do you think it's a coincidence that right when the technology is available for a lot of people to do their own broadcast and get things out there, that all of a sudden the government wants to start regulating the internet? You think that's a coincidence?
No, it's not. I mean, notice we're told get ready for imminent terror attacks right when they're trying to reauthorize the Patriot Act.
Exactly.
A long segment's coming up. We break here in a moment. I want to come back and get into where you think the media will be in 10 years. I mean, obviously, nobody has a crystal ball. And then I want to shift into a topic I know you talk a lot about, and that's the police. I mean, the biggest story in the country month after month is the police. And so I want to get your take on what you think's behind that and where you think that's going as well. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show, simulcasting on the internet at Infowars.com/show and on stations across the country. So we are radio. That's also television. Check it out, Infowars.com/show, and share that link with friends and family.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Alex Jones here with InfoWarsLife.com Consumer Alert Report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 nascent iodine and experienced it for themselves. The bad news is for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine are running low. But what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com. And that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and long-time supply of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get up, storm, blue. Sirens in my head. Wrap up the silence.
Anthony Cumia, a trailblazer in new media, is our guest, and I always enjoy talking to folks that were successful in their own right, not through the establishment system. Look, I've got to be honest with you. I don't follow Kim Kardashian or who her stepdad is. I know one of the sisters came out and was worried about geoengineering the other day, so when I can get some of these high peds to focus on some real issues, we love it. But I guess their stepdad is like the last white guy to win a triathlon or whatever, or decathlon, I guess, at the Olympics. And I remember hearing about his transformation to a woman. It's the front page of DrudgeReport.com. Miss America, call me Caitlin. And listen, I think that Bradley Manning is a hero. Yes, Chelsea Manning now. It's good that he exposed war crimes. It's good he exposed some of the stuff that was going on. But at the same time, we're supposed to then obsess all day over the fact that he thinks he's a woman. Here's all I'm saying. Why is the only story I ever seem to hear about anywhere is men becoming women? And I understand it's interesting and people like to talk about it. I'm doing it right now. But China is threatening nuclear war with the U.S. and their official daily Chinese government newspaper. That's up on Infowars.com. They're building islands with artillery to stop the ships coming through. Obama, by executive power, has just opened the border up. With Cook numbers, we've got 0.2% growth levels. We've got just all this craziness going on. And you'd think none of that matters in the world as Obama prepares executive orders to restrict the Second Amendment. That could cause a civil war. And look at this. Miss America, if you're a TV viewer, you can click on it. And it's these photo shoots. And it's some old guy with makeup all over him, dressed up like a woman. I mean, at least get a guy that looks like a woman if you're going to put him and make him look like this. I mean, this is ridiculous. Now it's a creepy old guy like a woman? I mean, it's just force-feeding weirdness. And when I've studied history, these people say, oh, you just are a bigot. No, I personally don't care what somebody does in their own time. It's that I don't like being force-fed constantly this weird one agenda. The obsession. It's got to be for like 5-6 years, because I cover media, with trannies and transvestites just constantly force-feeding it, shoving it down my throat, pun intended, as if it's the only thing in the universe, the only thing in the world. What's behind the agenda? And I know I'm kind of digressing off what I said. We come back with police brutality and that whole crisis and where that's going. But here are the two big twin stories. The police are evil, and the coolest thing to be is a trainee or a transvestite, or to totally have your genitals removed, and taxpayers will pay for it. I mean, is that what we're going to be known as in the future? Is not space exploration, not, you know, inventing a cure for cancer, but how cool it is to dress up in drag or to take hormones and, oh, look, I'm a woman. And then you see the women are acting like men and the men are acting like women. And I mean, I'm kind of just ranting here just because I don't know what to make of it. What do you think's happening here, Anthony?
I see a lot of distractions. I see a lot of distractions being thrown out there. The dumbing down of the American people through the mass media. And this is just a prime example. You brought up some very important subjects that are happening right now. Earlier today, I saw that there was a Russian jet buzzing American ships out at sea, and just nothing. We don't talk about it. We don't hear about it. We want to hear about, the Kardashians and this man, woman on I've gotten that sent to me probably 50 times today, that picture. And nothing about what the real important issues are in this country and to the American people. And it is a dumbing down. I think it goes hand in hand with what the subject that we were going to talk about, a virtual police state localized as of yet in a few of these cities, which I think is kind of a test run. I think in Boston with the Boston bombing at the Marathon, we saw a very successful test run of how the police would be greeted with open arms by the people given the right emergency. And it is dangerous. And again, all they have to do is sprinkle the news and social media takes off with it, with some Bruce Jenner as a woman and Kardashians and Nicki Minaj and all the rest, Kanye. And we don't seem to care. We just sit there and accept it and watch the pretty pictures and do nothing about it.
Well, I agree with you, and it's a complex issue on the police. On one hand, George Soros and others want to make all anger at the government be distracted, as you said, into police themselves. We've let the culture get this way. We let the training get this way. We've let society degenerate, so police get fearful, so then they militarize. The feds give them all the weapons, give them the training. Then when there's problems, as Al Sharpton said, they want to federalize the police as if that's going to make it better and standardize it. So it's classic Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution. My point is we need to reach out to police, take back our communities, change it from within, not with federalization. I really think that some of the people in government do want to have some type of moderate, slow-motion civil war in this country, out of which they can then bring in the real police state.
Yeah, it's more like a chess game than this fast-moving revolution that we see. I think people in power do think three or four moves ahead and will cause an emergency, make it look very desperate, so that we as the people beg them to come in and help us. The authorities, whether it be the police or the federal government, never come in and say, we're going to take this from you. It wouldn't happen. It's very difficult for them to do that because people have this very limited but somewhat of an understanding of what some of their rights are. So they make a problem, and then you beg them to come in and help you. They're just helping. They're not taking away your rights. They're protecting your freedom and protecting your safety. So you have to be able to look at how many moves ahead they're planning on doing to see what their ultimate goal is. And if you talk like this too much, people say you sound like a nut. You sound like you're paranoid about the government. Sure. But past performance is indeed indicative of future, what we're going to see them doing in the future. It's frightening. And what's more frightening is the lack of awareness that the people have, but they know Bruce Jenner wants to be a woman.
And that's easy for them. And again, my issue is there's no need to be teaching my children about Bruce Jenner and how to become a woman. I mean, what is the state doing wanting to be involved with our children? It's totally creepy. It's totally weird. And it's my taste. It's not discrimination. It's my taste that I'm sick of having a weird, creepy man with big hands, with liver spots all over them, with a bunch of people fawning, combing their hair like it's Marilyn Monroe. I'm worried about the elite, what they put on pedestals. I mean, it's just bizarre. Like, why didn't they get a man that looked like a woman and was at least attractive is what I'm getting at. Why was it something ugly? Why do they want to... there's something there. It's twisted. I think it's more than just a distraction.
Alex, what you're saying, ugly, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder. You're being very, very negative here and offensive.
Bigoted. I'm saying bigoted. I don't like old men in drag. Okay.
So bigoted. You know, you used to be able to raise your children as per your values and your morality. Now that's some type of crime, I gather. And you're teaching hate if you don't teach this all-encompassing tolerance that we're all supposed to have. Your own ethics and morality has no place in your child's life. Your child's to be raised by what society deems acceptable now. And if it's Bruce Jenner in a dress with makeup on its face, you have no right telling your kids that isn't completely fine, or you're just teaching hate.
Well, I just wonder what future we're going to have as a country. I mean, China, they chain their kids up by the millions, literally, when they go to work at the big factories. There's video and newscasts that show this. If you're a listener and don't believe it, just type in China, you know, children chained during work. And I'm not saying that's a good thing. It's terrible, but suicide nets, drugging of the workers, 15-hour workdays. How will we compete with something like that when our gross domestic product is going to be men learning how to put dresses on?
Yeah, you know, you look back and again, I'll be criticized for waxing fantastic about the good old days. But I don't know, when you look back and look at our achievements in the space program, look at our achievements when, you know, we fought in those good wars and the amazing bravery of our soldiers and the victories we've had, all the innovation that has come out of this country and the amazing technology that we have available to us because of those brilliant minds and the
that's
work
it. We used to innovate and lead the world. Now,
yes.
I mean, our flag is not a guy in a dress. I mean, it just isn't the flag of a country.
We're not seeing any of that anymore. I don't know what we're doing as a country anymore. We have to hitch rides to a space station that we paid a hell of a lot into.
On Russian rockets.
On Russian rockets, because we don't have a program to bring our own astronauts up there anymore. That's disgraceful. And for anyone that says, well, we got our own problems down here, if you look at all the innovations that came from the American space program, I think that we use today, the amazing technologies we have that came from the space program,
all of it.
It's very put the blinders on to think that it's just, let's go up there and prove we're big shots. We're not doing this anymore, and it's showing in our society and in the American civilization.
That's it. I mean, I'm tolerant. I'm open. In fact, I hate even having to say that because, quite frankly, I'm just not paying attention to all this weirdness. It wants to force its infantile, weird mindset into my life, and then it criticizes any innovation, any pro-human. I think I've got the answer. We're decadent. I don't mean decadent drinking a beer and watching a football game, folks. I mean decadent in that we don't appreciate what we've got. We're spoiled brats. I'm a spoiled brat compared to my dad. My kids are somewhat spoiled compared to me. And my kids are pretty good compared to other ones. And I just realized that we've had it good so long because of the freedom we had in this country that we've now gone into a real decadent cycle. Decadent in Latin means to sink in slowly, like quicksand. And, my God, I mean, it's not the cliche of each generation gets dumber. I don't believe that, but because of the smartphones, the culture, the short attention span, the IQs are dropping. I really think we're going to hit rock bottom very soon, Anthony, and I'm worried about what's going to happen when we do. I mean, imagine if we have another Great Depression with the majority of people not knowing how to take care of themselves, what it will look like with 100 million people on food assistance, Anthony.
I couldn't imagine, even years ago, I would bring up the, I couldn't imagine what American refugees would look like, streaming over some border to find some kind of safety or food or water, depending on what the emergency was here. I just couldn't imagine a line of people complaining that their heels hurt or that their suit was dirty or just, we don't have this instinct to survive and to innovate and to, kind of adapt and overcome a bad time. Like yes, the Depression, amazing what people had to do with families to just live in that time. I cannot see the soft American people that we see today actually living through something like that.
And I want to be clear. I don't claim to be some tough guy. I mean, my dad's dad and my mom's dad were both Army Air Corps guys in World War II. They were both really hardworking. They didn't act like tough guys, but they were tough guys. And my dad's dad could do electrical, fix the combine, fix the well. Then he could go be in, you know, county government on top of that and help poor people. And it was just a really cool, manly man. And now I think back to images of my dad's dad, and I look at my dad and then me, and I can see the degeneration from him, and I think, oh, my God. And so much of it is just the way the modern world is has removed us from the land, so we're artificial. And I think so many of the people in the establishment, Anthony, are even more artificial than you and I have gotten, so we at least can see what we've become. These people look at us that want to be self-sufficient, that want to be a little manly, and they think we're the problem. They don't get that that's what built the civilization. We see the ghost of what we were and wish we were better. They see it and think it's a scary ghost.
Right. It's. I don't consider myself a tough guy either. I mean, but I think the goal of people that came before us in this country was to make it a little easier for the next generation, but not so easy to that where literally men cannot change a flat tire anymore. It's just they can't do it. And that's one of the most simple things that a man is supposed to be able to do. I think, again, some of the technologies that we've gotten, and of course, this little gadget has changed the way we live as a society. And I think we're hooting and hollering about how great it is, but we aren't looking in the future to see how it's affecting us as people and how we don't really face-to-face talk to each other anymore. We don't. If something was important to you and you wanted to learn more about it, you really had to work to go somewhere to find that information or learn how to do something. Now it's intertwined with, well, I'm kind of interested in this, but also, look, there's a man dressed like a woman. We're back to that again. It's distracting.
Well, this is a great talk. You just said it. We now have access to more information than anybody ever did before at our fingertips, every library in the world, and now we don't appreciate it because there's so much of it. It's that paradox. So in your gut, is it going to get a lot worse before it gets better, and are we going to make it as a species?
I am so cynical when I see what's happening. I think it will get a lot worse before it gets better, if it gets better. I think we're on this weird – we're looking at a time in history where technology such as the smartphones – changes civilization. Like those crossroads at like, wow, all right, we have air travel. Air travel changed civilization as we know it. This is doing that. But we don't know where it's going to take us. But I guarantee you, we are not seeing the good old days anymore. We'll just have to hope the future brings something that's a little better than what I'm seeing right now.
Anthony, I got to have you back on more because I'm not just saying this kissing your butt. You've really helped me just bouncing back and forth, crystallize so much of what I've been trying to get at. I just, as a guy that's built a company, a father, three children, you know, both sides of my family have been somewhat successful in business, whatever, you know, just try to be a good guy, try to build a better world, try to make it better for my kids. Sure. I see how trying to do everything for my kids has made them kind of spoiled, so now I'm kind of reversing that. But then I look at the whole society, and I think it's just that we have angst wanting to let folks know and warn people that we are at a fork in the road, that we kind of are choosing our own adventure right now, and that some of these roads lead somewhere really scary. That's a normal instinct to want to know how the world works, to want to be involved, to want to have your own freedom, to want to stop special interests that are totalitarian, and they've conditioned the public that that's bad or evil to have a survival instinct. And so I think really the world's split into two different groups of people, or three different. Those that want to build a better world, want to know how it works, want to inform others. Those that are lazy and don't care. And those that actually know what's going on, but want to feed on the giant dumb mass. And so I think the battle is in between those three groups. And sometimes I think the giant mass of dumbed down idiots is more dangerous than even the elite. Because if you study history, giant herds of dumbed down people are incredibly dangerous and are uncontrollable. I think the establishment, with their social engineering and stuff, has taken the easiest path. But I think down the road, it's the worst path.
We have absolutely. You just have to glance back through history, and you don't even have to go very far to see a dumbed-down public that is a bit desperate is extremely dangerous to the entire world. And I think that's what we're seeing. As far as information goes, it's very difficult to weed out accurate information these days. And I think the powers that be enjoy that. They take advantage of it and love it. The distractions that are available when you're going to look for information is akin to try sitting in a library and studying something while there's clowns juggling and music playing and talking and freak shows going on. It would be very difficult, but that's virtually what we're doing. It's very hard to stay. How many times have you tried to look something up and gone off on a tangent because other links are popping up or, you know, somebody calls you or texts you with something? It's very hard to concentrate.
Sure, our brains have been rewired. I mean, our brains have been rewired.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rewired, and the lack of attention span that we have today, the lack of just an interest in any one thing. We have to be all over the place 24 hours a day instead of really just settling in and looking at something, studying it, becoming knowledgeable about a subject. That's gone.
Scott. Mr. Cumia, that's been a very informative interview, very thought-provoking.
I love it, Alex.
Tell folks, again, when your different podcasts and radio shows air, how folks find those.
It's easy. Just go to anthonycumia.com. We're live every day, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. On the East Coast. And, again, open, honest, funny, provocative, just free. It's freedom. Finally able to voice opinions. And, yeah, people will get mad, but at least I don't have to worry that my boss is going to throw me out the door.
Well, that's what is going to be the great equalizer, and that's why they want to censor the web and shut us down now, because people have gotten a taste for real freedom, which isn't left or right. It's just common sense, and people are going, wait, you mean there's shows that aren't left or right? They're just common sense, and then they're interactive, they resonate with it, and it's really part of the big battle that we're having right now. Thank you so much for the time. Well, that was a really good interview, very informative, and look, it comes down to this. As a culture, as a society, you would have to have a lobotomy to not know we're in big trouble. And there are 1,000 different distractions out there. And a lot of times I'll take distractions and cover them because I can get folks that are distracted to tune into the show to actually hear about the real issues. But let me explain something. The social engineers, and they've written countless books that we've quoted here on air, admit that they're distracting us and dumbing us down, and admit they have a larger plan to take control of society, and that they want humanity basically out of the ball game with the decision-making process. And all I'm saying is, we should want to be in the ball game. And people think that means a bunch of work. My life is so much more fulfilled, so much more dynamic than when I was just a high school student wanting to get decent grades and pick up cheerleaders. And it wasn't bad, but in fact, I had a great, you know, life growing up. It was just that once you really realize there's a battle for the future of humanity, we're designed to be part of that battle. We're designed to try to build good communities. We're designed to try to mentor young people. We're designed to try to teach people what we've learned. We're designed to learn from our elders as well. And instead, we just euthanize our elders and don't give our veterans health care and abort our babies. And yeah, there's arguments, you know, for all of that out there, but the arguments are frauds. And the elite don't live the way they want us to live. The elite have been so decadent so long, they're disconnected from reality and they're dangerous. Now, before we end this hour, we're going to have a lot of the breaking news boiled down tonight on the nightly news, but it all comes down to the fact that they want to control our lives. Look at this article out of EAG News. West Virginia teacher threatened with fine for violating Michelle O's school lunch snack rules. They want to tell us how much vitamin C we should get. They want to tell us how much fat we should get. They want to tell us that GMO is okay. No, it's not. And that's why we try to fund this operation with high-quality water filters at the lowest price to cut out fluoride, glyphosate, and hundreds of other deadly chemicals. That's why at InfoWarsStore.com, we're running all these different specials on the nutraceuticals. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, a true game changer. Because it's the deep earth crystal source of the pure halogen that blocks the bad halogens. I mean, just try it for yourself, folks. You will detox, though. I consult your physician. This is not a game. This is a big game changer. Unfortunately, we developed in the last 2 years a new source of this deep earth crystals. And it's very hard to procure. We're selling out of the supplies we have. We have one more batch getting made that's smaller right now. We're basically sold out of the current batch. We've got a little bit left. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, you can find the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. And when it sells out, which it will, we'll still have the original. And I believe we'll be able to get more of the deep earth crystals. But I told you the story 2 years ago about how they tried to stop us getting our other really clean form that's from the ocean. And trying to stop us getting that, we found this source and did the research and found out how it was even better, in my view. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We have big discounts going on 2-packs, 5-packs, and 10-packs. This stuff stores for a long time. So if I was you, I would stockpile it. It's that big of a game changer, and it helps fund the InfoWars operation. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we'll try our best to continue to be a platform for outside-the-box thinking and for new media.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.